In this week's Cotton News Land, three cuts. All cuts are Gene Rosera, Program Manager for the Cotton Programs with the Farm Agency in Washington, D.C. He also overlooks the implementation of loan and loan deficiency payment programs. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
A loan bale of cotton, if it's in a storage deficit area, can be stored outside temporarily if the warehouse registers with us, asks for approval, reports to us when it is stored outside, and then we can calculate and not pay any storage credit for that period of outside storage. So that's basically what this software implements. Of course, it's early 2008, so this is the first crop year for which this software really applies. Although we passed the regulation in 2006, there were no warehouses and no requests last year for outside storage of the 2006 crop cotton.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Warehouses that applied for approval to store cotton outside and have been storing it outside for a couple of months in some cases. The Commodity Credit Corporation has been receiving those storage dates. Let's say, for example, they go back to mid-January. We have been accumulating those dates, and if such a bale were redeemed in April, we would calculate denied storage credits going back to that initial period in January. In other words, we aren't just starting to count the number of days on March 25th, but it was only effective from March 25th that we had the software available to do that. This means that any bales that may have been subject to denied credit, but that were redeemed prior to March 25th, were provided full storage credits.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The adjusted world price for cotton has been above the loan rate roughly since early July of 2007. And there were, I think, 4 weeks in August where the adjusted world price dipped below the loan rate. But then in the intervening period, certainly all this year, and for most of 2007 crop of cotton, there really have been no storage credits payable, in large part because the adjusted world price has been sufficiently high so that the credits haven't kicked in.